I call the City of Franklin's County Council to order. Madam Clerk, will you please take the roll?
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Olson?
Here.
Alderman Solomon? Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
I'm here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Here.
Alderman Skruzz?
Present.
Please rise, join with me in a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On the agenda, the citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during a citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak? Seeing none, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to item B2, and we have a proclamation for the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce winner, 2010 Business of the Year Award, Staybird Suites, Milwaukee Airport South, and it's our pleasure to have Mark Hansen here with us tonight. I was wondering if Alderman Taylor would mind coming out.
Sure.
The Alderman for the district?
Yep.
And I'm going to let you read it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Here you go, Mark.
Sure.
Whereas the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce holds an annual award dinner recognizing local businesses and business leaders, and whereas the Business of the Year Award is given to the company for their success, their contributions to the local community, and their contributions to the community at large, and whereas Staybird Suites Milwaukee Airport South believes in its commitment to community and recognizes the need to give back to communities that have welcomed them to the area and demonstrates its commitment to the Franklin Folk Food Community area through its various donations and volunteering efforts such as Toys for Tots at a local food pantry and through its many contributions to schools, churches, and fundraisers. Whereas Staybird Suites Milwaukee Airport South has been an active participant in the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce, has made it one of its top priorities businesses in the community by partnering with area restaurants, retail stores, banquet facilities, salons, and spas by these area businesses to package the guests coming to stay at the hotel. And whereas the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce has named Staybridge Suites Milwaukee Airport South as the award winner of the 2010 Business of the Year Award. Now, therefore, I, Thomas M. Taylor, Mayor of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, graduate of Staybridge Suites Milwaukee Airport South for their achievements, urge all citizens of the City of Franklin to join in commemorating and recognizing them for exemplary service to Greater Milwaukee and thanking the company and its employees for their support of our work.
Well, a nice round of applause.
Thank you.
Speech.
I just want to say thank you again, and a special thanks to Steve for being there for many of our events, and Tom for talking us up as much as you did. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And congratulations. You're now the president of the chamber?
Of the chamber.
What did you start?
March 1st. Yes.
Congratulations. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, next item is proclamation, South Chamber of Commerce finalist, 2010 Business of the Year, cousins, subs, brothers, and sisters. The Tom Jones and his sister are not going to be able to be here tonight, but those that attended the Chamber Awards dinner, they were given a plaque there. So much appreciated on part of the businesses. I'd like to also thank Alderman Skronsky for his input in getting the plaques and everything together for the event. Item F is a letter from Tim Dillett. Approval of the regular meeting of January 18th, 2011.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item F, letter from Tim Dillett, Silverwood Court, regarding excessive assessment claim. Mr. Let's see, what's your name? You, Mr. Liberto.
This letter was received by the clerk. At this point, it should just be received and forwarded to the staff for review, and the assessor will review this with the individual and against the statutes, and it'll be brought back to you for your consideration in future meetings.
Is there a motion? Okay, is there a second? Second, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Before I go any further, I want to thank the council for being here tonight. I did notice that many other councils in other parts are not meeting and have closed the government, but always heard, and I think it's true that Franklin is different, so I applaud all of you. Resolutions, let's see, reports and recommendations. Item 1, resolution authorizing officials to execute an engineering service agreement with Rupert Milkey for stormwater pollutant load analysis as required by the Department of Natural Resources. Mr. Bennett?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 2, options for financial grant research and application work support by staff, including training staff and or a committee as requested by the Franklin Trails Committee. Mr. Fowler? Yeah, with us tonight, Dave Fowler, who is also brave the cold. Thank you.
Of course, I grabbed the wrong packet off my desk.
Do you know where your glasses are? Okay.
Yeah. Right here. So, unfortunately, I didn't have something prepared for this, but I'm going to kind of do it for them. Basically, what we're looking for is we have a grant of $20,000 that will then lead potentially to other grants for the State House of Schools program. And we're looking to have staff members or training in that staff to help us with these grants. Help this $20,000 worth of that grant to the private plan. We think it's important. We also have to talk with the committee that we might want to then look and expand this out to other committees and commissions that might be able to take advantage of this staff person if they have grants or they have other opportunities. So that's what we're looking for, and I looked at my two committee members.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I know that most communities and, you know, like Racine County, they have their own grant writer. And a lot of municipalities are taking advantage of these, and these are things that we've been missing out for years. So with this, the first walking workshop grant that we received and this grant, it's apparently they are available. The problem is, you know, how do we find someone who has the time to sit there and write this? You know, we're fortunate we had a couple of people in the Trails Committee, myself included, who have written grants and could pick up and do that, but that's not always going to be the case. And if this department in the Trails is missing out on grants in the city, we're probably missing out on grants in many other departments and could probably almost have that position fund itself. I know in the organizations that I work with, we are able to fund the position through writing grants. So let's say you have a grant person and they are hired under the condition that if the grant comes in, they get X amount of the grant, or they write their time into the grant as part of the cost. So there's really no cost to the municipality if it's done that way, plus you offset the money that you probably be using for taxes. A health department takes advantage of grants at some points. I know that Mr. Bennett has written grants. We've done grants for different projects. Environmental Commission had the grant for the stormwater marketing. So projects out there we could be making a lot more use of if we had a dedicated person that would be willing to do that. And that was the thought, I think, behind it.
If I could just add to that a little bit, getting the grant is usually going to have to battle. Once the grant is received by the report, and other items you have to be taken care of. Being at the suit, where I work at the sewage district, we had a grant person about 10 years ago. And it was going to be cut that person. But it's fallen on project grants and then fill out these reports and go out to grant funding. We have not been near as successful. I think we're about 60% of the grant person. Now we have no longer have that grant person on our ability to get these grants has fallen. And then the reporting. We've been cited a couple of times by the agency. We got the grants. Done it, had some experience with that, been trained in some or got some things. Once they get experience that, it's really invaluable. The community as a whole, not just our community, as a municipal.
Alderman Solomon?
Yeah, looking at it objectively, the police department, the fire department, the health department, they all go after grants all the time. So, I mean, they have an appreciation of what's out there, number one. Number two, we've had people under contract file grants for the Parks Commission. We don't do that, never do that ourselves. We contracted that to R.A. Smith. We could do the same thing in the Trails Committee. However, with the amount of talent that people are utilizing here, why don't we tie these people all together and have somebody sit down and talk and say, let's create a position here, whether it be in the planning department, whether it be in any of the departments. I'm sure fire doesn't want to give up their grant writer, and neither does the police department, but there are funds out there, there are funds available, and we should be looking at those as much as we can. And in many cases, we don't even know what's out there, what's available. If you have somebody hunting this stuff down, could help us out quite a bit as we move forward. Now, on the other hand, on the flip side, you got to be careful what kind of grant it is, because if it's matching funds, right now we don't have matching funds in 2011 or 2012. So as you move forward, you got to be careful what you're applying for.
Anyone else comments? I was going to ask the city attorney, is this actually ripe for an action as written up here? Just informational?
I believe the subject matter is broad enough.
Okay. Any action requested? Alderman Wilhelm?
I don't know if I'm ready to make any action, but I throw out a suggestion. Maybe staff should get together and determine which departments would like to or have applied for grants, and maybe there could be some recommendation brought back to us on how they see it would work. Maybe they would suggest, one of the things they might suggest is a grant committee that could review and research all grants. I don't know, because I don't know what every division is doing, but I think I would like the input from the people that are getting the grants.
Sounds like a human resources
right.
task. I don't want to volunteer anybody. Alderman Olson?
Well, I think this is great to try to get some of our tax money back. But then I look at the practical side. If our budget is as lean as everybody says it is in November, then we don't have money for this because our staff is already understaffed and overworked. So at what point do we decide what we need and what we want? Now, I'm certainly good with this being a want. But I don't, Mark's got a sign ordinance that we've yet to see in, 18 months, Mark?
24.
Okay. So we're going to take him off of that to do grant writing. Or let's have the city attorney do it. Well, okay. We're going to pay him $350 an hour to, sorry, Jesse.
He'll take it.
All those in favor?
The reality is that we do get notification of what grants are out there. If you read the newsletters that we get from the various consulting engineering companies, they all tell you what at least public works grants are out there. So if there's one that attracts us, come on back and we'll find a couple $100 and have them write the grant. That's what they do all the time.
Yeah.
So, I'm not, this idea of a self-funded position in government? Give me a break. There is no such thing as a self-funded position in government. It never paid for itself. So, and unless this person carries a badge or a hose, I'm not interested in hiring anybody else.
Wilhelm and Alderman Taylor.
I wasn't talking at all about hiring a person. I was talking about a citizen-based committee or recommendations back from staff. Certainly, grant funding falls within the finance department as well. And I don't see, you don't have to take a grant if it's a matching grant. If you find a grant that's not a matching grant, like the two that we already got, there's nothing lost. And there wasn't any financial commitment that we had to make except for having staff attend the meeting. And so I think that was well worth it. And being a person who writes grants and has written grants for 15 years, I guess maybe longer than that. I know that grants don't come to you. You have to search them out, and you have to search hard, and you have to know where to look. And you don't just sit back and say, oh, yeah, well, we get told about them. That is definitely not the case. I have lots of experience in that, and that is not the case. You need to have someone who's willing to search it. And citizens, if I wasn't sitting up here right now and someone said, hey, there's a committee that's coming together that wants to research grants, would you like to sit on it? I'd be all for volunteering to help out my community. And there's got to be other people out there that write grants. I mean, the library is always looking for funding too. And so why not get everyone together instead of everybody trying to... Because if I'm researching something and I find a project that fits with the library, I can then tell the library. Or if I'm researching something and I find something else. But to have everybody giving their own and saying, oh, that doesn't apply to me, and just throwing it aside when someone else could use it, that's sort of a waste of time and resources as well.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, I hate to bring up this subject, but we did discuss it 2 weeks ago. What about, not saying create an internship, what about kids going to school for this type of stuff? I mean, do they need any type of... 6 credits to graduate? I mean, is there anything like the colleges and universities where they can, unpaid, get some experience working with a local municipality? I mean, Alderman Wilhelm, you're in this field. I would think that maybe you take a look at the local colleges and see and put something, maybe that's where you put an internship together where that can directly bring in money to the city. We're not having to pay that salary. But I know with my public administration degree, I had to do an internship, and I did it in the city of La Crosse in the personnel office for a semester. That was 6 credits. So I would say maybe look that route. I'm not for hiring anybody right now, and I agree with Alderman Olson. I don't think a lot of these positions will completely pay for themselves. So that's the route I would go.
Alderman Wilhelm?
To answer your question, for the last 3 years, I have had person from Marquette University, one from University, UWM, maybe we're two from Marquette, but contact me through their class. They had to write a grant for an organization.
That's the
difficulty with that is it's even more challenging than having an intern because they're trying to learn how to write a grant. And until they learn how to write a grant, it's not as successful as having someone who already knows how. So, you know, I spend all this time working with them. They send me something. I totally rewrite it for them and send it back to them. You know, and then they send me, like, another sentence, and then I have to rewrite that, you know. So it's an idea, but I think having some people that are dedicated to the community that have been doing this might be better. But I'm not up to perfect. You know, I just want to make this point clear again. We keep talking about hiring someone for the position, that's not my intention. I already know we're all up here saying we're not going to spend any money. I, when the Trails Commission talked about this, we said there's no way the council is going to agree to hire someone, even if it means bringing in money. I just don't see it happening. So, you know, if we're going to continue on the topic, it has to be talked about somewhere where you're going to have staff telling us what they need and what they would like, and possibly some type of grant committee. That's the only way I see anybody up here agreeing to anything. And I don't really care. This isn't my issue. I'm not going to push it. I have enough grant stuff I do on my job, so I don't need another thing to do.
Just follow it.
I think I'll ask what the committee was looking for was a combination of, I think, group of citizens working with a designated staff person who's already working with us. You might then be freed up to get some training. We're not looking to create a position that's going to be like 3 years down the road. I think we're looking for a position 5 months, maybe half a year, see if these grants are there. I think they are. There are grants at the state level, federal level, private foundations. See if we can collect them. If it's not working, go back to the drawing board. But again, I agree with Alderman Wilhelm. It's not our intention. We understood some of the realities of the budget that the city faces. We knew we had to have enough staff person. But we also know there there's money out there that we can try to get back. But again, I think it's an experiment we might want to try. I think it's a word experiment, but I think it's a worthwhile endeavor to give it a shot. If that doesn't work, I think all the Taylor's idea of trying to find interns, maybe at the same time train an intern to work side by side with this task force to reduce the worker. I think it's worth an opportunity. I know the urban planning staff has. That's the only thing I've
got. Alderman
Olson. Well, I'd be happy to support a citizen committee or a mixed committee or a proposal, but we don't have anything in front of us. So I don't know what I'd be voting on, so I'll move the table this to the next meeting and a concrete proposal from the committee on what they really want.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
The move seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G3, update on the Franklin Trails Committee progress on potential grants, funding sources available, et cetera, et cetera. But before you begin, you've heard this from me all the time. It's about 51st Street. Where's the recommendations from the committee regarding 51st Street?
Well, what we're doing right now is the Safe House of School is going to focus on 51st Street area. We had our first meeting of that group with the task force leader. I think that he came with Bob from the consultant. When we did our first meeting, the first task force meeting, unfortunately, about half the people that showed up. Hope we get more than that.
That was with Mr. Hansen.
Hansen, sorry.
Yeah, the recipient of it. We were at the C-Cub Awards the same night.
Okay. But so the plan would be, we have a member of Superintendent Pastor here from the Franklin School. So the idea is now to have another meeting, set up information going back to the parents and budget, so the content of the school, the State House of School, not just to build trails, not just to build sidewalks, not just to do something. Let's also try to create a culture of people moving to the school in a different way than just being together to talk about. Doesn't mean every day they're going to be walking to the school. It just means that 1 out of 5 days, 2 out of 4 days, 2 out of 3 days, they're going to be finding a different program to the school. To make that happen, parents got to feel that they're doing it safely, kids got to feel that there's a way to get there. So what we're planning to do is have another meeting. We'll have some information. We're creating a letter that's going to go home to the parents first. Notify the parents that this is going to go to the school. So information is going to go to school. Go home, work with the kids, do those to the parents. We're going to have a meeting in front of them at some point and set up the first meeting. That's what we're at this point. We do not envision, again, some massive engineering projects. We are, of course, looking for those, but not 51st Street across, perhaps even across Boston. So that's how we're.
Okay, because as you may remember, the driving force on this was the trying to create a path from the subdivisions that are behind Sendix, and the driving force was that they have difficulty if it's not impossible for them to walk their kids over to Sendix to or anywhere as long there. So that was the, and then everything else from there.
And again, I think when we always talk about that, the funding to do the kind of sidewalk trails, that would be more of an engineered type of solution. That would then require some kind of grant, something like a CDC grant funding or some other kind of grant that might be used when the first kids down at the high school. Again, that's when we come back to our discussion about the assistance, which is another kind of money. But a lot of the CDC money is matching funds.
Yeah, and the reason I keep bringing this up is because the same constituents that I have that are in those subdivisions contact me basically saying, where's the path and where are we going?
And before I'll do it, one of the things that we're talking about with some of the money that the grant we got out of the State House of School, we need to look at. There's a bridge across the East Branch of the river. Everybody talks about that for properties to be able to connect people from Drexel. Those neighbors also are looking to get to the school, and they have to go all the way over. So we're looking at maybe that there's that bridge available for that.
you know, Alderman Skronsky says it quite often, and he's talked to me about it. If you drive through Muskego, their paths and sidewalks are not made out of concrete and 8 feet wide and perfect. Their paths made out of asphalt, and it seems to be working pretty good for them. So yeah, you might even know some people in Muskego.
Yes.
So, you know, it's I'll just be on that same theme all the time.
But it's a safety issue.
So were you just on TV? Did I see you on TV?
I think it was my evil brother.
Yeah. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I guess we do have this proposed panel of people that when we put into the grant, that by no way locks us into those particular people. It was a suggested group of people to come. Some of them have, since the grant took such a long time, have had other commitments. So if those people that are contacting you, Mayor, are interested, not only do we need their public input, but they can fill in on the different slots on the people that can't make it, because we have to have a task force made up of a wide variety, and each category was laid out in this grant that we said we would have. So if we're lacking one or two people that step down, we have certainly places where they can step in, and we need that. The biggest thing is to give everybody together, get a plan together, and then that plan will have to be looked at, and how will we fund this? What makes sense of this plan after it's all put together? Because that's all this grant is going to do, is help us come up with some grander ideas based on everyone's input. And then the next step is applying for a grant to try to fund whatever we agree upon on that grant, on that plan project. So.
Alderman Skronsky?
Dave, you mentioned that the school system doesn't want asphalt paths to the school.
No, no, they do want.
Yeah, because I'm going to say they got them when we were at Pleasant View.
They want asphalt.
Yeah.
But I think the mayor was talking about non-asphalt paths.
No TV.
No chips.
No. Asphalt.
Yes.
Works good.
Not talking about, I'm talking about the asphalt paths that are in Muskego.
Yeah, right.
They work.
No, they work fine.
They're not all concrete.
You don't need
concrete. They also have some areas, which are not in this location, but where it's gravel, you know, where the old railroad tracks used to run through. That's behind some subdivision, so maybe not on the school or the ground itself, but you could do that in other areas in the city.
Well, my apologies for not being able to make it the other night, but we did have a couple of our recipients, Franklin people, getting the number one awards. If I haven't said it to you lately, you do a great job on this and much appreciated. Because I know that you are a busy guy, like the other people that work on your commission. And you're here in the middle of a blizzard, so I much appreciate that, Dave.
The last thing I'd like to say is that you're getting good support from the Franklin School. And this was a success. I really appreciate it.
It's a great idea. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Item G4, employment agreement, part-time fire inspector employee.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman
Olson. Just a real quick question. Mark, on the other, didn't we have something in here about the non-union? Does it matter?
I don't believe we did. I believe the chief filed the format from the other.
Does it matter? Should we have a notation in there as non-union, not eligible?
I don't believe that it matters in that document.
All right, motion on the floor, Alderman Solomon.
Along those same lines, one just a follow-up question. If it is a union position and not a non-union position, do they have, say you have an opening full-time, it's a firefighter, so they then, you know, jump to that position and you'd end up, you know, turning another part-time...
This person fill a firefighter position?
Correct.
Not unless they go through the fire police commission process and often pass all the different levels of
tests.
Tests.
Okay. All right.
which Alderman Olson and myself and Alderman Scranton and Griffey all have done.
Yeah. At least you got a hat that you had to return.
It is in the station. That is correct.
Yeah. My recollection is classifications are outside the bargaining unit unless stipulated in by mutual agreement or through the WERC. So until such times as this would be stipulated.
So. Given that we've had a similar position for a number of years following a similar contract, we didn't see the need to deviate. Some employment agreements, you know, are one page, some are 30 pages. You can go into a lot of detail. We decided just to stick with the formula since it wasn't rocking the boat.
Well, given that it's a great presentation by the chief, we've got a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Chief, you should have a blizzard every night, right?
Yes.
Just a note, everybody up here heard about the MAR incident, and I just thought that you and your staff, again, did a fantastic job over there that day. It was an extremely delicate issue. All the staff, police, fire, everyone, really conducted themselves totally like gentlemen and ladies, and much appreciated. And I think many of them understood all of the unique circumstances surrounding that. So. And to say, and then I know you sent a letter to all the other fire departments. 9 fire departments were there. Something like that.
Yes, I did, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much. I also want to mention that. The support and assistance from Jerry Schaefer and his crews out there was just outstanding. I mean, it was a delicate situation, and they handled it very well, and we really appreciated that. And I did send a letter off to those individuals as well.
Oh, good. If I see the mayor's village presidents at the ICC, I'll say thanks to them, too. But yes, you guys did a great job.
We had 9 other communities represented at that because of the tankers. We had no water supply there.
5 tankers.
Yeah, and so that was a very, that just goes to show how well our mutual aid and our MABA system works, that on a Sunday and a very cold day, we had the support we did, so it's much appreciated.
Okay, thank you. Let's see what's next. Authorization to enter into a secondary collection agreement to work in conjunction with this.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Under discussion, the city attorney.
Only this. I looked at this in Hales Corners somewhere within the last year, and it's not identical, but it came in the same fashion. Remember, the city has an EMS billing agreement with EMS billing, I believe it is, and it provides for X percent on amounts collected, and then eventually you can go to a further collection agency where a third is collected, and then they can go to litigation, and I don't remember what happens then. But this is totally separate from that, where I left off in Hales Corners, where why aren't we seeing an amendment to the EMS billing contract, simply saying this is a new subcontractor of theirs. Otherwise, we're signing a separate contract for 33% and 50%. And what if EMS already went past that time limit to trigger 33% and paying 66%, and we never heard back?
My understanding, and this is the role of Cal Patterson as being played by Mark Liberty.
Yeah.
my understanding is they're doing this sort of with the cooperation with EMS Medical Billing, in that it goes to EMS Medical Billing for 9 months, and then it moves on from them to this other service. And the reason is this other service has a connection and the ability to work within the state's TRIP program, where they can do the tax intercept funds, whereas EMS billing doesn't. So once it moves on from them, EMS billing isn't, their collection isn't able to gather that one-third because it's no longer within their pool of money that they're actively searching for, and moves on to this company. And my understanding is those EMS billing and this company are doing it together. But the reason it wasn't done as a subcontract under EMS billing has to do with the expectations of the state and the TRIP program, where they wanted the contract directly with us.
Sturgeon.
How about this? I don't remember there being room for that in the old EMS billing contract and that stuff some years ago. And when I read it, working for Hales Corners, it looked like you had to pay it twice. So we said EMS, send us a memo. So how about this? Just add to this motion authorizing the Director of Finance to enter into an agency agreement. Just add to it. And such agreement or documentation as necessary to confirm that the cost of these services are not duplicating costs incurred under the existing EMS billing contract with the city.
So they agreed. The maker of the motion and the second agreed to the addition supplied by the city attorney. There's no objection. It's included. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Just on that note, the EMS billing, I think the first contract that you and I negotiated in Milwaukee County, EMS billing was all done by the county agencies, and the funds went into a pool. And then the pool, those dollars got distributed by some sort of a formula, but for many of us, elected officials in that room thought that maybe the city of Milwaukee was doing a lot better than the municipalities. And since that time, the EMS program now, we're kind of in our own business. So it's easy to forget. I think that was how many contracts was it? What was that? Is that three? Two? The EMS paramedic contract. How many contracts? What was it? It's like the third one. When is that one up?
In 12, I believe.
That'll be a beauty.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Chief. Item G6, Unified Development Ordinance Update, Project Update.
There's no action on this item required. Its purpose is simply to bring you up to speed of the status of the update of the Unified Development Ordinance, where the intent was to bring in all the individual ordinances that have been adopted over time. Attached to the council action sheet is a more detailed memo that I passed along to Jesse, where we're seeking some further direction and guidance on a few outstanding questions. And it gives a better understanding of the nature of everything that's been done on it. If you want to see the full book of where it is with all the comments and every extra period that was added and word section that was added, we can we didn't print it out for everybody since it's about 3 inches thick, but we can make a copy available to you if you want to.
Is it? I started going through the document, believe it or not, documents, and I found it to be very helpful. It's kind of nice that the language basically says what it says, and it's reflective. It seems to me it's reflective of all the actions that the council, previous council's plan commission have taken so far. But my question to you is, with that, is it your intent that instead of having separate chapters, that you're going to have one comprehensive document, or you're going to have a table of contents that can be hyperlinked to all the other chapters?
Well,
easy, so it can be searchable.
Right now, so that the file size is easy to send along and forward to people, the electronic version is separate copies, the one that we make available. I haven't thought about whether the online version will be one document that is therefore all searchable. That probably would be our intent. Right now, we haven't focused on that. We've really focused on, you noted at the beginning of your comment that it seems to track what the council's done, and that's really what our focus is. It was just to take every one of those ordinances and get them incorporated in the same document, because there have been changes to changes to changes. And at times, there was an ordinance that said modify, section something or other, sub 1, sub D, where in fact D had already been modified before. So we had to make some technical corrections like that, because they didn't catch that a change had happened in 2001, and they were modifying the wrong thing. So there's very little we're trying to do in the way of substantive changes at all, except for a couple that you have to call them substantive, but really they're technical corrections where we see glaring inconsistencies, or the ordinance when it was approved by you provided for technical corrections, and so we're going further and adding some of them in. Much of that kind of example are spelled out to them. So I guess, Mayor, I probably want to get to the next step and then figure out, because the question I haven't finalized is whether or not in the future going forward, because one thing I don't want to do is rebuild this wheel every 10 years, is decide whether we're going to transfer this to a service as we do for the ordinance, or it's something we want to do in-house. I'm guessing we'll probably look to have a transfer to a service, but then I have to look at the fee involved. But so first we're trying to get a product to work with. We're early in the year. We're caught up through the end of last year. So if we can make these final steps in the next 1 to 2 months, we'll be in a good position to look at moving into a service without necessarily a great startup fee where they've had to do this kind of work. They can just have a document, get it in, and we'll treat it just like we do the rest of the municipal code. That's probably where we go, but I haven't finalized that.
Okay. Well, and it, as we're in the process, just like the municipal code, which I was looking at yesterday, if I type in the word alderman, I will get 70 hits, and it will take me to each and every section. And that's what I'm looking for with the unified development ordinance, not where you'd have to go from chapter and then open another chapter. Alderman Olson?
Well, Mr. Mayor, that problem is solved if it's a searchable PDF document. But if I may, are we working off of a paper copy, or do we have Pat Meehan's Word doc?
No, we have. We're working off a Word document that has then been modified with each of the individual.
Good. So we got an electronic Word.
When we provided a copy of the PDF to the mayor, it was chapter by chapter individual PDFs. The copy we transferred to Jesse was not only the PDFs, but individual Word documents with all track changes for every change that was made. And then I note at the end of my memo to Jesse a little acknowledgement for David Canning's work. One thing I liked, and the reason I finally decided to move it forward, even though I still had further sort of double checking I wanted to do, I just decided time was up and I had to move it forward. So, but every time I asked David, well, you said you did this, show me why. And he could go to a binder, pull the original ordinance, show what he did. If there were backup minutes, he had really cross-referenced back to each original ordinance, and it seemed like he had done a very thorough job in that. 30% of every one that he did that I checked. So we did a pretty thorough audit of his work. I did not read every single change he put in.
So I like asking Mark yes or no questions 10 minutes later.
yes.
So, Mr. Mayor, the solution to your problem is easily at hand. They print that to a PDF document. You're done. The advantage now is that someone, if they have staff time, can now do hyperlinks and make it as you really wish, as click on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally aware that I could search at the PDF document. The problem is, what I've got is it's chapter by chapter, not consolidated.
Right.
Alderman Solomon, did you?
Well, my only comment was that we're going to let you get this all done, and then we're going to move to abolish the UDO. So just keep plugging away.
I'm working on that.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah. We've got three votes
okay.
right now.
Yeah. We're a little bit off the agenda. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I say I had a couple questions. One was the what happened with the work and the direction of the council previously of you and I and Mr. Dino to work together on the other sections. Is that going to be part of this? Is this?
No, that's not in this one, because there we have to bring back the actual UDO text amendment. But Joel, that's project now that the park plan isn't involved in so much work. That is the sort of project on the top of Joel's list. So he's working on draft right now.
And I still stand by the fact that
Alderman, you have the floor.
If we maybe would have started off with the original UDO back when it was adopted and started just from that and then made the changes to that, because over the years, I think we've kind of...
Alderman, you have the floor.
Never mind. I don't need to speak.
Good. Move on.
Apparently, it's what I have to say isn't important.
Yeah, I would ask all the aldermen that when one alderman is speaking, that give them the same respect that you would want when you're speaking. Anything else on the decision?
It's just plain green.
Anything else? Okay. Item H. Licenses.
Price, approve of the letter. Renders, approve. Shield, hold for appearance. Sturbaum, approve. Carroll, approve. Rosenthal, approve. Waldsgrove, approve. Franklin Historical Society, approve. Haley, approve. Singh, approve. Mulligan's Irish Pub, approve.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item I-1, vouchers and payroll. You have before you vouchers numbers 13118 through 137317, the amount of $4,481,071.91. Is there a motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Wilson.
Aye.
Aye. Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Skarnski. Aye. Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have before you the payroll of January 28th, 2011, in the amount of $364,454.15. Is there a motion to approve?
So motion.
It's been moved. Is it seconded? Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify. I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman
Skarnski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman
Selmer.
Aye. Alderman
Nicholson. Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. There's a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Again, thank you for coming out and braving the cold weather.
We're not home.
The employees, I think, appreciated you just passed their...